back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Thank you, folks, for joining us. Up next, Jeremy Paul, the CEO and president of Eagle Natural Resources.
Yeah, so basically what Eagle does is we go out, we acquire producing, income-producing assets in oil and gas, real property interests, and we look for mainly HPP properties, that means held by production, and we look for upside drilling room. Further proven undeveloped locations that we can further exploit, if you will, as opposed to going out there and drilling in someone's backyard where there's no oil or gas to be proven, and we go into known homogeneous reserves. So that's kind of what we do, and we bridge the gap from the financing all the way to field operations. So I'm kind of the finance guy behind the scenes, if you will.
How many different plays are you guys in or have been in the past?
So we're entering into a couple of different areas, actually. We've got Permian assets currently, and we've got some Bend Arc assets, which are just North Texas, Northwest Texas area, just off the shelf of the Permian and West Texas. We've got a lot of drilling programs that we've done in the past in East Texas, South Texas, very shallow stuff, Woodbine, East Texas, and then, you know, some Frio sands in Southern Texas. So we've actually drilled a number of wells in Oklahoma, and we plan on, kind of going out and revamping the acquisition model that we have here in Texas and going looking at the stack and the scoop plays, obviously, in Oklahoma. We're looking to basically purchase PDP, proven developed producing properties, and PUD locations between all the major plays. With that said, you know, obviously, the Permian, Eagle Ford, Stack Scoop, Niobrara Shell in Colorado, and even in the Bakken up in North Dakota, which, if I read it right, that's where you're located. Is that correct?
Yeah, we do some programming up in the Bakken. We've expanded down into Texas, but primarily up in North Dakota, and that's where I am located, yes. And I was going to ask you about the Bakken.
We're looking at some acquisitions up there. Basically, where we're at right now as far as the price of oil is, anything, you know, prior to $60 a barrel is an acquisition business model in our frame. So if you hit a certain level of the price per barrel, then certain areas are going to be opening up for more investment because they're going to become more economic as the price goes up. So we're trying to do that in a way that, obviously, we're starting the Permian, lower lifting costs and production costs there. Although the acreage prices are going up, you know, that's, you know, tremendously. I might add $40,000 to $60,000 an acre in some cases, but long story short, you know, you want to be going in and looking at these places that others aren't, because the acquisition prices are going to be a lot lower for the prices that they're at now, especially for the Bakken, because the Bakken's not really economic past a certain dollar per barrel. So last time I checked is, you know, somewhere between $60 and $85 a barrel, but you know, there's lower cost producers coming in, and then having that access pipeline being finished, that should lower infrastructure prices down somewhat. So we're definitely looking, and we want to surround ourselves with, you know, some good landmen in that area, and that's what we're currently looking for right now.
How about the world of natural gas? Does that play into this at all in any way? Are you able to do anything with that, I guess, or is that part of the package deal?
Well, we mainly want to go after oil bearing properties. We're going to get gas in most cases, but yeah, I mean, when you get it out of the ground, and if it's transportable and you can sell it and the infrastructure is in place, obviously we'll net that, right? So but mainly we're looking at oil properties. I think I think oil's where we need to stay as far as natural gas. Don't get me wrong, I think it's a great play. I think there's a lot of people coming out and acquiring those natural gas properties like the Bakken Shell. I'm sorry, the Barnett Shell here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And, you know, there's some great opportunities still in natural gas. And I think the prices will come up inevitably, especially that we're able to now extract it, produce it, and send it overseas through LNG. So, liquefied natural gas to the rest of the world. I think that's a great setup. So there's definitely a future for natural gas. Are we heavily invested in it? The answer is no.
Sure, it's not driving your decisions. It's just kind of something, part of it, but not the main drive of it. So let's transition to kind of one of the reasons why I wanted to talk to you today, Jeremy Paul, President and CEO, Eagle Natural Resources. There's a press release or a story I read online that had to do with a new online investing platform for investors seeking opportunities in the oil and gas market. That's from the first line. And crowdfunderinsider.com is where I'm reading this from. But it caught my attention because I, you know, the crowdfunding is a new thing, but also from the SEC angle too as well. Did you guys have any hurdles, any obstacles? Was this an easy transition? First of all, talk to me about your online investing platform, and then talk to me a little bit about the process that it took to get online.
Yeah, so basically we've integrated with a couple of technology firms, and that allows us to offer those types of investments online and be able to have investors subscribe, create an account, and if they want to review the materials on our programs that we have. The current programs we have are going to be under Reg D 506C, by the SEC exemptions. It's a lot different process as far as going and doing a reg crowdfunding deal, right? So, those are typically non-accredited investors, and they don't have to make a certain annual income or threshold of $1 million net worth or more. So we're in that frame that we have to have qualified accredited investors. So it was actually somewhat easy to launch that type of offering and create that platform. So there is, for instance, another exemption out there. I don't want to get too much into it, but we're looking at it, as a possibility going forward as well. There's a lot of real estate companies doing it as far as the crowdfunding goes. But I forget what it was. It was, Title II. Anyways, not to get too far into that. Long story short, the investment process and the investment platform itself is really just geared towards offering investors a way to kind of piggyback on some of these plays by bringing together a purchasing power of investment so that we can go and knock down large acquisitions of proven producing properties with upside drilling room. That's the key. That's what we're looking for, because we always want to keep a drill bit in the ground, but we also want to go and acquire as much property and production that we can right now, given the current state of oil prices. This down market has created an opportunity where we can go out, purchase land, purchase producing properties at a fraction of the cost that we've seen over the last decade. And that's the whole idea behind it all. And we just want to streamline the process and make it a little bit easier for people to find us through social media outlets and online to be able to invest.
To listen to the full-length interview with Jeremy Paul, CEO and President of Eagle Natural Resources, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
The boil and the dinner table was set. She had collard greens and a pot of baked beans, but she hadn't cooked the main course yet.
The music on today's program is written and performed by singer-songwriter Brooks West. To find out more about Brooks West and his music, visit thecrudelife.com, click on the Musicians tab. Once again, that's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab.
Now sometimes you gotta look back and see where you went wrong. If you can't do that, you won't be around too long. That hand should have seen it coming.
If you have any questions on oil, gas, or the Bakken, or any other energy development question, feel free to email the program at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. Like us on Facebook today.
Where you end up depends less on luck than what you do or what you got. So keep your head on a swivel. Look both ways when you cross the street. Cause this world is full of sharks and wolves, and all they ever do is eat. it's good to mind your own business, but you better pay.
Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Now, with Hatch Coaching, you'll experience extreme transparency. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. By choosing Hatch Coaching, you're going to gain the knowledge and tools that will take your business to that next level. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Make sure you call and reserve Eric Hatch today. 701-318-4946. That's 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch. It's time for your company to create wealth and abundance too. Reserve Eric Hatch today.
Entrek Crane and Heavy Haul, raising the bar for lifting and moving extreme loads of all types. Entrek specializes in platform and conventional heavy haul, equipment hauling, rig and camp moves, and much more. Entrek's the market leader with a modern, well-maintained fleet of 245 cranes. Get your load on the road. Call Entrek Crane and Heavy Haul, 701-552-2715, 701-552-2715. Entrek Crane and Heavy Haul.
You've read the headlines, seen the news stories that the Bakken is hiring. Well, let me tell you about one of the top premier companies in the Bakken who is hiring, MBI Energy Services. They are hiring in all service areas throughout the Bakken. If you're looking for a rewarding career in the energy industry with an established North Dakota company, then look no further than MBI Energy Services, serving the Williston Basin and beyond since 1979. MBI offers comprehensive training, excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Join a team that's in it for the long haul. Apply with MBI today. Visit MBIEnergyServices.com or call 844-MBI-JOBS to set up a same-day interview. That's 844-MBI-JOBS.